Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm glad to be with you tonight, folks. I'll tell you why, because I was very tired earlier, very, very tired. But you know what? Now that I'm old and decrepit, I found that I can lie down and take a nap and get the rest I need. So that's exactly what I did. After dinner this evening, I had a little bit of a nap, and I am ready to roll. Let's roll, as they say. Last night, we had a very interesting show, and I want to thank Mark Glenn for joining us and for the callers who contributed to the discussion. If you didn't hear last night's show, folks, I recommend that you check it out on the archives. I think we had some very pertinent discussion about some historical matters that tied directly into what's happening in our world today. Speaking of what's happening in our world today, I should mention for the record, I have yet to receive an invitation. I've gotten emails about this. People have, people have mentioned it on this program periodically. A couple people have even called American Free Press and asked them about it. I have not yet received an invitation from Alex Jones to appear on his program to discuss some of those most unfortunate misrepresentations about my book, Final Judgment on the Kennedy Assassination. The book, of course, is entitled Final Judgment. Alex had indicated, apparently, that he did not indicate this on the air, but in a private call to RBN, said that he was going to invite me on his program, and I have not yet heard from him. So that's most unfortunate. It comes at an interesting time because apparently there's a battle of the network stars going on between Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz. Mr. Rentz is making allegations that Mr. Jones has threatened to destroy him and his family because Mr. Rentz had published, I guess, on his website, Rentz.com, a column by Brother Nathaniel Kapner, who's been a guest on this program. Brother Nathaniel, a Jewish convert to Christianity and a very outspoken critic of all things Jewish, for want of a better way of putting it, and a very strong critic of Zionism. Brother Nathaniel raised some questions about why Alex Jones does not hit Zionism as hard as perhaps he should. And this apparently upset Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones made some unpleasant remarks to Mr. Rentz. Well, of course, I'm not in the middle of it. I'm just one of these observers here on the sidelines. But in any case, it's kind of interesting. We'll have to see what comes of it. Well, I do have a whole pile of information here in front of me, just little bits and pieces that I'd like to go over with you. I will go through this one brief item here. Mr. Russell Rothstein of Potomac, Maryland, has written a letter to the editor of the Washington Post saying that the new quote-unquote right-wing government, he doesn't use that term, I'm just using it generally, he talks about the Israeli right, he's saying they're going to save Israel. Now, he goes on to say, as my family and I prepare to relocate to Israel in the coming weeks, I take comfort in the fact that the new Israeli government will work to ensure our safety from Palestinian missiles and terrorist attacks while pursuing a sustainable peace with the Palestinians and Israel's other Arab neighbors. We'll talk about Mr. Rothstein and his departure from America when we come back, plus a lot of other things. We're going to talk about your neighbor, the anti-Semite. Stay tuned.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you from Washington, which is headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. I'm pleased to tell you there's a big spread in American Free Press this week promoting my book, The Golem, which is about Israel's nuclear weapons policy. And in that book, folks, if you've read it or if you've heard about it, you know that I have a whole chapter in that book about Avigdor Lieberman, who is going to be foreign minister in this new coalition government in Israel. And incidentally, if you check out the website michaelcollinspiper.com, which is a subsidiary of amfirstbooks.com, that's amfirstbooks.com, you can get many of my books on ebook format, although I'm not sure The Golem is on there. I'm not sure about that at all, folks. But in any case, I don't do enough to promote my own books, so that's what I'm doing right now. Mr. Bill Fox does a great job at amfirstbooks.com, and I appreciate the work he's done. He's also the guy that set up michaelcollinspiper.com. In any case, brings us back full circle. They have this new coalition government being established in Israel. And we have Russell Rothstein of Potomac, Maryland. He and his family are preparing to relocate to Israel in the coming weeks. Well, I say to Mr. Rothstein and his family, goodbye and good riddance. If you don't like the United States and you don't feel comfortable here, then by God, get the hell out. Glad to see you go. Wish we could get more people to think like you to get the hell out of this country. And then maybe we wouldn't have so many people in this country trying to tell us how to think and what to think and when to think and why we might not even want to think at all about so many things that you and those of your ilk are so concerned with. So goodbye, Mr. Rothstein. Get the hell out of this country. Be gone with you. Be gone with the wind. However, I have a caveat to that. I don't want to see Mr. Rothstein and his family go to Palestine because the Jews have no right to Palestine. It's stolen property, stolen from the Christian and Muslim Palestinians, their historic homeland. Now, of course, the supporters of Israel say there's no such thing as Palestinians. You tell that to the millions of Palestinians that are out there in ghettos and concentration camps, people who can never return to their homes where they were born and raised, sometimes homes that went back maybe 100 years, maybe 500 years, maybe 1,000 years for all intents and purposes. So Mr. Russell Rothstein and his family should not go to Israel. They should go to the first ever Jewish state of Birobidzhan. Now, if you've never heard of Birobidzhan, I'll tell you what. You go to the website jailingopinions.com. That's the website of my friend, Lady Michelle Renouf. You know, I haven't had her on this program, but she's been on a number of programs in this network, and I recommend that you check out the archives and hear what she has to say. She's been on the Liberty Hour. She's been on Mark Dankoff's program, maybe even elsewhere. But at jailingopinions.com, Lady Michelle has done some very good work publicizing the existence of the first ever Jewish state. And that is, you know, what I believe needs to be done. I believe that the state of Israel needs to be dismantled, that there should be an evacuation of the Jewish people from Palestine to Birobidzhan. The United States can very well finance it, considering the fact the United States now gives billions of dollars to Israel. I don't see why we can't arrange for the relocation of all those people to a secure Jewish homeland where Judaism flourishes. I am going to urge many, many people to join me in setting up an international committee for Birobidzhan to urge international action in that regard. We do need an international committee for Birobidzhan. That will bring peace to the Middle East, and it will assure the establishment of a secure Jewish homeland where Jewish culture flourishes. It might help put an end to anti-Semitism. It really might, folks. And I said we were going to talk about your neighbor, the anti-Semite. Well, that is the name of an essay by Yancey Ames, Your Neighbor, the Anti-Semite. Very thought-provoking piece that appeared in the Eagle newsletter, January-February 2005, published by Dr. Harold Rome. I'm going to read this to you, word for word. Very, very interesting. And when we're done, I'm going to read you the address for the Eagle newsletter so you can write Dr. Rome. Listen to this, folks. This is an excellent essay. Yancey Ames writes, many people believe that extreme anti-Jewish opinions are the consequences of bad personal experiences. That is, if you were personally screwed over by a Jew sometime in your life, you have jumped on the quite unjustified conclusion that all Jews are, therefore, bad. No doubt that sort of thing does happen, but that really is not the foundation of most anti-Jewish opinions. If one examines the ideological foundations of most anti-Semites, one finds that their anti-Semitism arises from an informed reading of the Jewish impression upon history. It is not infrequent to find hardened anti-Semites who regularly buy from Jewish retailers because they appreciate the quality of the merchandise. Thus, the extrapolation from bad personal experiences simply does not hold up in most cases. Yancey Ames continues, pointing out, contrary to the stereotype, most anti-Semites are not ignorant, uneducated types. Far from it. A significant proportion of them have read very widely. Much of their information comes from Jewish reference works or from reputable academic studies. They are not intellectual lightweights, and they are not arguing from ignorance. It is fashionable, Yancey writes, to dismiss any Jewish opinions as prejudice because it avoids the necessity of rationally examining an alternative but exceedingly well-documented interpretation of history. The anti-Semite has great difficulty finding an outlet for his views. This is not surprising. A well-educated anti-Semite will quickly destroy the stereotype of psychopathic prejudice if given the opportunity to present his case. That is why he is never given the opportunity. Anti-Semitism does not flourish in public, where it can lead to instant career destruction and social ostracism, but it flourishes behind the scenes, where people can read some shocking but very well-documented facts on their computer screens. The anti-Semite is not what he seems. He does not make bombs in his garage or plot to assassinate his Jewish neighbor, but he does earnestly desire to make known information of the kind which might reorient thinking minds to a problem of which most of them are only vaguely aware. I just thought that, folks, and that's the end of the essay, published in the Eagle newsletter by Dr. Harold Rome. Now, Dr. Rome's name is spelled Harold, H-A-R-R-E-L, I do believe, and his last name is spelled R-H-O-M-E. I'm sure you can, if he has a website, and I apologize to Dr. Rome if I don't, because I don't know his website, but in any case, his Eagle newsletter is at P.O. Box 6303, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78466. That's P.O. Box 6303, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78466. And this essay that I read to you appeared in the January-February 2005 issue of the Eagle newsletter. And I've seen many, many copies of that Eagle newsletter. A lot of great information in there, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Rome, incidentally, has written for the Barnes Review on several occasions and lectured at a Barnes Review American Free Press conference that we held in Washington. If you don't know what the Barnes Review is, that's a six times yearly, very handsome magazine, Journal of Nationalist Thought and History, upsets a lot of people because it talks about the truths of World War II, among other things. It doesn't adopt this Trotskyite line, this Trotskyite propaganda line that so many so-called patriots in the alternative media have adopted, attacking everything as being Nazi or fascist. And I am really, frankly, tired of that. Every time you turn around, turn on a Patriot video, there you see goose-stepping Nazis. Nazis, as they call them. Oh, what can I tell you? Well, in that same mode, folks, I came across something else. Very, very interesting. Very, very well written. On that same most unfortunate topic that does seem to, for better or for worse, occupy a lot of the time on this particular program, by necessity, because of the fact that that there is so many problems in our society today coming from what can loosely be described as the Jewish lobby and its overriding influence on so many public affairs. When we come back, I'm going to read to you a very interesting essay from newsfromthewest.blogspot.com. It is on that topic of anti-Semitism, and it's entitled, "Are You Anti-Semitic?" ? All right, stay tuned, folks. More when we come back. Lots more. I'll tell you about the mass murder of poor old kitty cats in Israel, too. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I want to remind you that RBN has generic business cards and free bumper stickers available. Business cards are at $8 per 100. You can get them by writing RBN. Great way to promote this network. Give them to your friends, associates, at churches, schools. Put them in your Christmas cards, Easter cards. Right, RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This essay, folks, very brief, I want to read it to you. It's from News from the West, just like it sounds, newsfromthewest.blogspot.com. A lot of interesting stuff at that website, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. This was published just about a year ago today, but it's as fresh today as it was a year ago. Raises the question, are you anti-Semitic? The author says, If Semitism is attacking your neighbors, brutalizing defenseless, innocent people, taking their land and destroying their homes, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism is spying on your alleged friends, stealing their secrets and selling them for profits, or using them against quote-unquote friends, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism is staging false flag terrorist attacks and blaming them on other nations or people, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism is smearing anyone who dares speak up for justice and freedom in a realistic sense, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism is fooling a nation into doing illegal and unjust military actions for them in which millions are slaughtered, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism is controlling the media and how people perceive the world, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism puts one group of people above others in a racially superior sense, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. If Semitism blackmails and smears public leaders into submission to an agenda that is un-American, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. And to conclude, if Semitism makes U.S. leaders put the interests of Israel, an apartheid nation, above those of American citizens, then yes, I am anti-Semitic. That's from newsfromthewest.blogspot.com. And you know, last week, I told you the story of how they were killing, mass murdering dogs, stray dogs in Israel by putting out, I believe, was it strychnine poisoning. It is a hell of a way to die. Yeah. 25,000 animals were killed in Israel, pets as well as strays, were victims of strychnine-laced food used in municipal pounds and placed in the streets by municipalities to control animal overpopulation. That's called genocide when it applies to human beings. Well, I have an article from my archives, from the Times, a Jewish newspaper in Contra Costa, California, dated January 28, 1999, turned out that there were a number of poor kitty cats who were found fighting a fox in Arad, Israel, and they suspected, apparently, that this fox was rabid. They found that the fox was rabid. Well, they engaged in a mass poisoning of cats in Arad, Israel, according to this report from this Jewish newspaper, from some Jewish people of the Cat Welfare Society of Israel. Very many suffering lingering deaths. Low-level city workers were given the task of carrying out the poisoning with little or no supervision from the only veterinary professional employed by the city, Dr. Yosef Simchon, who gave the orders for the poisoning. Animal activists in Israel searched the neighborhoods for dying cats, and the Cat Welfare Society of Israel arranged to humanely euthanize the cats. Then, listen to this, Dr. Simchon prevented them from searching the city dump for more dying cats who were dumped there by city workers and called the police to have this Dr. Kahana, who was trying to do the humane euthanization of these cats, to have Dr. Kahana arrested. And they point out the city dump normally is constantly entered by people with no interference. Dr. Kahana was released after paying bail. Photographers accompanying Dr. Kahana quickly escaped at the time of his arrest to ensure the safety of the videotape of the poisoning. Now, this is a revelation from Ellen Moschenberg and Rivi Meir of the Cat Welfare Society of Israel. So thank God in Israel there are some humane people. But isn't it ironic that a society and a people who talk so much about humanity and the lack of humanity demonstrated themselves to poor, helpless animals and just use strychnine, ladies and gentlemen, to mass poison dogs in the streets? Think about that. Next time you hear someone saying boo-hoo-hoo about the Holocaust, you say to them, well, boo-hoo-hoo about all those dogs and cats that are poisoned to death in the streets of Israel. Can you imagine walking down the street seeing a dog writhing in pain from strychnine right in the street? What kind of society is that? My God, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about the Warsaw Ghetto. Good.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, a little rough voice here, but Michael Collins Piper nonetheless. Here at republicbroadcasting.org, we have a number of callers lined up, and we are going to go to the callers momentarily. But just to round this out, I was going through my archives yet again, and I came across this nice brown craft envelope. Don't know the year that it was mailed out. I've had this around for a long, long time. But in the upper left-hand corner, it has the very distinctly readable signature, not actually signed, printed, of course, but a reproduction of the signature of no less than Jerry Falwell, who several years or so ago died and went to hell. And it says underneath his name, Christians for Israel, Washington, D.C., 20070. Printed on the envelope says, enclosed, an urgent message from God. Urgent is underlined. So you open up, and it's a letter saying, hi, I'm Reverend Jerry Falwell, a close friend of Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and a strong supporter of the Bible-based plan of action Christians for Israel is taking. Okay, you get the gist of it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to read you this garbage from this horrible garbage man, this Judas goat, this false prophet. But Jerry Falwell bragged that he was a close friend of Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was a murderer, ladies and gentlemen, who even killed Jews. He killed British soldiers. He killed Arab Christians and Muslims. He even killed, as I say, some Jews in his career, in his terrorist career. So I guess we have that much satisfaction, ladies and gentlemen. We know those two good friends are roasting in hell together. What a lovely thought that is. Pig roast. That's what I call a pig roast. Jerry Falwell and Menachem Begin in hell together. That's a pig roast, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean no offense to the real four-legged pigs out there, because as I always say, I've known some very nice pigs. I mean that. I've known some people who have pet pigs, and they're smart animals and nice animals, and these two-legged animals, Falwell and Begin, they weren't nice. Well, one more point here. Mayrav Wormser, director of the Center for Middle East Policy at the Hudson Institute. That's a fancy title. Well, I'll tell you what she is. She's an Israeli propagandist. I do believe she is an Israeli herself. She's connected to an outfit also, either through her husband or through herself, the Middle East Media Research Institute. You can find that on the website, and web at memory, memri.org. Some connection there. I don't remember exactly. But in any case, she has an essay in the Washington Times today that says, Israel's moment of decision, unity government anchored to Iranian nuclear emergency. Now listen to this. Just going to read you one line from it. Israel's formation of a national unity government, a common strategy by parliamentary governments in times of war or national emergencies, is a move to gird the Jewish state for an impending crisis involving Iran's nuclear program. Now, a lot of naive folks out there who don't understand what the hell is going on would read that to mean that the Israelis think that the Iranians are about to attack Israel. No, folks, what it means is the Israelis are about to attack Iran or try to connive the United States into attacking Iran. Now, the good news is that the Jewish Forward newspaper out of New York says that the Obama administration is splitting with Israel over the issue of Iran. That's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good thing. Barack Obama is doing a good thing, ladies and gentlemen, and we must praise him for that. But these bad Jewish warmongers here in the United States and over in Israel, they are talking about this impending crisis involving Iran's nuclear program. It's an impending crisis, ladies and gentlemen, that they are bringing upon us and upon themselves. And I tell you what, I don't want them to bring this impending crisis upon us. I don't want to see Washington, D.C., where I live, attacked in a war, a nuclear war that could erupt as a consequence of the overflow of an Israeli attack on Iran. And I'm not suggesting the Iranians have the capacity to fire nuclear missiles at Washington, D.C., but it could be anything goes if we have a war of any kind erupt in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. And Iran is not about to launch that war, ladies and gentlemen. So what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? How, in the name of God, are we going to drive the point home to the Jewish leaders in this country and their followers who go along without a peep and who are badgering and bitching and moaning and complaining and demanding that the United States get involved in a military action against Iran, because for all intents and purposes, that is exactly what they are doing. I'll tell you what, folks, I can see it happening. If the Jews do get us involved in a war against Iran, I can see a war against the Jews erupting here on American soil. So if they want to build their own scaffold, then by God, let them build their own scaffold. Let them supply the ropes. I've had enough of it, folks. All right, we're going to go to the phones. We have Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Mike. How are
you?
Hey,
Bill, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Not much. Yeah, I think it's well known and documented, Mike. We got hundreds of Mossad agents kind of slithering all around the United States now. They were hanging out in the malls for a while and probably casing them. I don't know. God knows what they were doing, selling those the copter Zooms and all kinds of things. And I was unknowing years ago. I actually purchased one of those, Michael. And it was
probably
cool.
Have,
it
you probably
was.
Have some sort of microchip in your house somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Well, you know, part of my point was I heard a show, and I'll never bring up another show on your show, but let me just say for the record, I am absolutely sick and tired. If I hear one more word of the Jesuits, I think I'm just going to just check me into a loony bin, Mike. I just will have had it. You know, and I guess my response to it is this. Michael, did the Jesuits attack the USS Liberty?
Well, according to people who are yipping and yapping about the Jesuits, they are ultimately responsible.
Were Jesuits arrested on 9/11? Were they caught celebrating and dancing when the first plane hit the tower?
Well, according to the rumor, those people were Jesuit agents because the Mossad works for the Jesuits.
They were all deported back to Israel.
Oh, they weren't deported to Jesuit City, huh? Okay.
Right. I don't think they went to Jesuit City. Mike, a little bit of common sense goes such a long way, and I think it was Henry Ford that said thinking is the hardest of hardest kind of work, and it's why so few engage in it. and boy, heaven knows, you know, it's such short supply here these days. But anyway, that's my point. I'll let some others do some yapping here, and I'm about done.
You know, it's very frustrating. You know, I have been very, very patient with many people who have called up to announce that the Jesuits rule the world. But my patience is wearing thin. I heard Mark Glenn a few weeks ago on one of his programs here in RBN. Somebody called in and started on the Jesuits, and Mark just cut them off and said, "Hey, look, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to waste my time or your time by going into this." But, you know, and I don't blame him for doing it. I'm not criticizing him for doing it. But, you know, I've reached that point myself. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, and yet there are so many people wedded to that belief that it amazes me. It's all part of a Jesuit Nazi plot in which Israel and the Mossad and the Jewish lobby in this country are just innocent dupes, essentially. That's the line. I mean, what can I say, Bill? I mean, what can you say?
Well, like I said, I don't think it was the Jesuits that were, you know, casing the USS Liberty, you know, in doing their surveillance flights and those kinds of things, and then, you know, bombing them and strafing the rafts and their 50 caliber machine guns. I don't think it was the Jesuits that carried out that attack or ordered the attack, or the Lavon affair, or the King David Hotel bombing, or hanging the British in the groves there.
Well, you know what, Bill? You are such a voice of common sense every time you call, and yet there are some people out there who are not going to believe a word you say about it or a word I say about it, so we'll just have to cry ourselves to sleep over it and do what the Jews want us to do, and that's say boo-hoo-hoo.
Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks, Bill. Okay, we have Yvonne calling from Utah.
I'm in place, Mike Piper. Hello?
Hello? Is it Ivan?
It's Yvonne, actually. You said it right, Michael.
Okay, how are you? There's another caller from... I thought that... We have a lady who calls from Utah named Yvonne.
Well, that's one of the reasons I call myself Ivan, because of the danger that I may sound like a woman.
Okay, well, you don't sound like a woman.
Anyway, I'm a long admirer of a few of your books. I admire your God and your courage stating the truth and stating it the way it is.
Well, I appreciate that. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.
Got to do it, yeah. And I owe that to the friend of mine who introduced me to RBN. His name is Hungarian George. You probably heard from him.
Oh, right. George,
we're good friends with him.
In Arizona now.
Yeah, he's in Arizona now.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Good
well,
man.
I came from behind the Iron Curtain like he did, from a little tiny country, beautiful country, by the way. Named Bulgaria.
Okay.
And one time Bulgaria spent it pretty high, but then thanks to the Zionists, it got kind of the tiny pieces, and now it's a tiny country, but still a country. Yeah. And believe it or not, the population, the Zionist population there represent 1%, but they have a sixth minister. Now you figure that out.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
It's not funny. And want to hear something even more grotesque? When the perestroika started, the hyenas of the Zionist state didn't miss the opportunity to enter and grab whatever valuable was there because they had their insiders. I'll give you a good example. There was a Balkan Airlines that served quite a few cities around the world. It was probably Bulgarian Airlines.
Okay.
Now, the hyenas, I call them the hyenas, you know, they heard that office was for sale, so they went and bought it, decided to run it, knowing that they can scavenge more by selling the airplanes and all the other valuable assets there on the company. And that's exactly what they did. They took the company, they made a $10 million, maybe even more, and then bail out. The punishment for that was if they don't succeed around the country, the company was $1 million. But they, in the meantime, they pocketed $9 million and they got out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that happened to quite a few other valuable assets in Bulgaria, like mines and other factories. And whatever they can appropriate, the European Union gave quite a bit of help to Bulgaria to rebuild. They wanted to succeed to rebuild some of these factories that was going down. All they did, that these hyenas, they went and appropriated the money and then ran out again.
Well, this is, you know, the sorry thing here is that this has happened time and time again throughout history for thousands of years. And you know, I feel so bad for the Jews because they just don't understand that you can't operate this way and not expect people to get mad at you. You know, it's kind of,
yeah.
You know, if you keep hitting people over the head with a stick, then people are going to turn around and hit you over the head with a stick.
Absolutely.
But when people turn around and hit the Jews with sticks, then they call them Nazis and they talk about a Holocaust and everything. But I tell you what, when you bankrupt a country by bankrupting its public treasury, by bankrupting its corporations, putting people out of work and putting the whole nation in misery, it's inevitable it's going to happen.
Oh, they're very famous about that. You want to hear something else? After the World War II, during the World War II, we sided with the Germans by heritage. Our king was from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But the king was pretty wise. He didn't send any troops to fight the Russians, keeping in mind that at the time the Russians liberated us from the Turks.
Okay.
And, the king was keeping a pretty good balance there, and he didn't send any of the Jews existing in Bulgaria to the concentration camp.
I recall reading that. Exactly. Isn't that interesting? And yet you got your payback.
But irritation on that now. But when the king never sent anybody to concentration camp, but that didn't spare us to be bombed by the Allied forces, destroying a priceless architecture in the capital, Sofia.
Yes.
Quite a bit of people. Yeah. Now, can you explain that to me?
Well, I think it all comes down to the fact that the so-called allies, the United States and the Soviets and the British, were all part and parcel of, let's use some conspiracy terminology, part of a Jewish conspiracy, and they were dedicated not to saving Western civilization, but to destroying it. Ivan, hold on for the break, if you would. Let's talk about this more when we come back. We're getting some real history from a part of the world we seldom hear about here in the good old USA. This is firsthand information from someone who lived it, ladies and gentlemen, from right behind the Iron Curtain. Stay tuned, folks.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've got Ivan calling from Utah, originally from Bulgaria. Before we went to the break, you heard him say it. Here, the king of Bulgaria was very nice to the Jews, and yet his country was still bombed by the Allies. Well, Ivan, after World War II, of course, there was a communist regime established in Bulgaria.
Can I bring something there?
Yeah, go ahead.
See, my humble opinion, it wasn't just some coincidence decision by the Allied forces. There was a Zionist power behind that decided to punish us for going to side with the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why we got bombed. And now, did you know, and probably a lot of the listeners probably don't know, that the fate of the Balkans was decided on a piece of cigarette paper in Yalta. When the Churchill presented the paper of influence to Stalin, Stalin looking at him, said, isn't it that ironic we're deciding the future of so many nations on a piece of cigarette paper? And Churchill asked, well, the evil should allow that small birds to sink and care not whatever they sink. You follow me?
Yeah, this whole, you know, that whole period, you know, when you think about that, Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt, you know, just sitting there carving up mankind to their whims with all their Jewish advisors sitting there in the background. Whispering
in their ears. Well, the commissars, so I was there. You know, the it's part of all these, according to George, you know, that's what I learned from him, is that they're all 32 degree Masons.
Well, that's another thing, too. You know, I don't talk enough about the Masons on this program, but if you look into the whole history of Freemasonry, it was infiltrated from top to bottom by Jewish elements. According to some histories of the Masons, which I find quite credible, Freemasonry was established by the Jews as a front to utilize in infiltrating governments and business, and I firmly believe that, no question about that, in my mind.
Yeah. Well, you probably got another call.
We are running out of time here anyway, but I'll tell you what, Ivan, I appreciate your call. As I've said before in this program, I don't know a lot about the history of Eastern Europe, and neither do a lot of Americans, so I always find it very refreshing when we get a call from someone like you who has actually lived it.
I didn't only live there. I was also in the labor camp, so I may tell you another story in another time.
All right.
But thank you for taking my call.
All right, please do. Yes, call back again soon, Ivan. Appreciate that call. All right, folks. Yeah, you heard it right there from Ivan. That's someone who lived it. And you know what, folks? If we don't do something about what's happening in our country today, someday those of us who are survivors of the American Holocaust, and hopefully there will be a few of us, maybe will be around to tell the kind of stories that Ivan told. You know, they always say that if the people had killed Hitler, maybe we wouldn't have had World War II or this or that or such and such. Well, maybe we are going to be faced with a decision as to whether or not we're going to have to rise up and strike first against the people who want to kill us. Because, folks, they do want to kill us. And those of us they don't kill, they want to make into their slaves. Look it up for yourself. It can be found in a book called The Talmud. Thanks for listening, folks. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night, God willing. In the meantime, stay tuned to RBN for more good programming. You can handle the truth. That's why you are listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Have a good evening, folks.
With recent internet